Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today, with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outside, with a gentle breeze in Haifa, ensuring a comfortable start to the week. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that U.S.-Iran war fears grow as fighting escalates around the Strait of Hormuz. A U.S. strike intensified after an Iranian attack on a container ship left one crew member missing. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. carried out a fresh wave of strikes on Iran. CENTCOM aims to degrade Iran's ability to attack ships in the Persian Gulf. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF killed two Hamas terrorists in the northern Gaza Strip over the past 48 hours. The strikes followed attempted attacks on Israeli soldiers. Separately, I-24 News states that U.S. CENTCOM completed another round of strikes on Iran. These strikes aim to degrade Iran's ability to disrupt international shipping. And finally, from Walla, 20 years after the abduction of Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev, an officer recounts the first moments of the Second Lebanon War. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, reports just minutes ago that at least two explosions were heard in Abu Dhabi. It's possible Iran is launching missiles or drones in the Strait of Hormuz. Not a good Jewish girl, an account known for commentary, posted earlier today a reflection on how people selectively care about suffering based on appearance. Ynet Global reports from earlier today that dozens have been arrested across Israel in a crackdown on illegal weapons and drugs. The raids are part of a lengthy investigation by Lahav 433. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Ynet reports that fears of a broader conflict grow as the U.S. responds to Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. This crucial waterway sees a third of the world's oil trade, making stability there vital for global markets and regional security. Turning to the strikes on Hamas in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post details that the IDF's actions are a response to attempts to attack Israeli soldiers. The ongoing violence underscores the fragile ceasefire and poses a continual threat to peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, reflecting on history, Wallace shares insights from an officer present during the abduction of Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev. The incident, which marked the start of the Second Lebanon War, remains a poignant reminder of the enduring tensions along Israel's northern border. Understanding these past events is crucial for navigating current diplomatic challenges. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that the accounting industry in Israel faces a significant shortage. Despite high demand and rising salaries, experts warn that the profession could face major changes in the coming years. Separately, CTEC reveals insights from NIS's CEO, who states there are no plans for layoffs despite market concerns. This comes as NIS's stock sees fluctuations amid questions about the future of traditional software. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Sun Pizza, a budget chain, has raised prices for the first time in 4 years. The increase is due to rising production costs affecting consumers across the country. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.